Well, hello guys. Yeah, I'm still here. I thought I'd make a help video for modern males. Well, all males, actually. But of course, if the male is too old, it's too late. Here's rule number one. Never ever trust a femone. Okay, let me put it another way. Trust a femone, but never 100%. All the men who have done so have eventually been betrayed. Generally speaking, most femones can't be loyal to one man. Now, many years ago, femones were big and loud, pointing out the male's infidelity. But of course, in reality, females were more infidelity than males. Let's assume you know this femone as a kind of a friend or an acquaintance. And she's kind of a plain Jane, you know. But then all of a sudden, she changes her hairstyle, changes her clothes, pays more attention to her looks, and starts flirting with you. Generally, that means she's finished with a man, or a long-term relationship, and she's on the lookout for the next one. She'll make it appear that she's always wanted you, but really, in truth, you're just another utility for her, and you will no more be special than the last man. Who, if you do go with this femone, she will tell you the last man was terrible and horrible man, as you will become too when she finishes with you. You see, a lot of femones don't think of you as a man or a male. They think of you as prey. And mostly all the independent, I don't need no man femones, have a man somewhere. Probably two, and the other one doesn't know the other one exists. You see, honesty is not the femone's way. Femones are all empowered, but they get their power from you. Without your compliance, they are really powerless. Of course, I'm not saying every femone's like this, but if you reckon they all are, then you're slightly better protected. And to kill another myth, you males are the prize, not the femone. You have a good night now. Take it easy.